This morning, our reading comes from Amy Moore in her home.
A reading from Mark, the first chapter. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Friends, grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So this has been a difficult week for us as a nation. On Wednesday, no sooner had I logged off of our noon Bible study, and the very first thing that I saw was that the Capitol in Washington, D.C. had been breached. Our federal government was in a near hostage situation, and these disturbing images of fellow American citizens carrying crosses alongside Confederate flags while storming the Capitol building were all over the place. And they've caused us to reflect on who we are as a country. They've caused many ripples of argument and reaction and judgment and blame. And while many people have found resolve, sadly, there is not one resolve in our country. There is division. I could watch or read news all day and all week, and still I feel like I don't have any better grasp on what's going on. This is such a confusing time. There are so many voices claiming authority over our lives and over the truth. There are so many opinions. And those of you who are certain, you know the facts and you know the truth. I'm not convinced. I mean, I think we all know maybe where we stand. But when it comes to facts, when it comes to truth, it's really hard to believe with all the falsehoods and the lies and the photoshopped images being spread, even by people in power, and it's on all sides. It's hard to know who to listen to. It's hard to know who to trust when you could be in conversation and someone will throw out an article or some information, and it seems like that's from an authority, but yet we can find one from another authority that completely contradicts it. And we've seen recently just how dangerous lies and misinformation can be for all of us. But still, in the midst of all of this confusion, here we are. We are gathered for worship. And we're gathered from many different places and homes. We have many differences amongst ourselves. We have many opinions, many ideologies. But in spite of all of those differences, here we are. We're gathered to hear the same word. And that word is the voice of truth and love. None other than God's voice. Now, sometimes it feels like the voices of those in powerful positions or those in the media or in social media are overpowering God's message of truth and love. But today we hear an incredible story that promises us otherwise. Mark's gospel account tells us of that day when Jesus was baptized. And he says that just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And there it is. There is that voice of God speaking not just to Jesus, but to all who follow after him. The good news for even us today in these troubled times is that God still speaks. We have that promise. We have that promise really because if you think about it, Jesus didn't need to be baptized. As the Son of God, Jesus was sinless and without blame. John said the baptism that he offered with water was for the forgiveness of sins. And this was a common ritual for Jews to cleanse and purify themselves before going to the temple to stand before God and offer sacrifices. So one thing that we often don't understand is that actually baptism wasn't a new thing. It wasn't exclusive to Christianity, but it was something that Jews did in order to receive this promise of forgiveness before they went to stand before God in the temple. But Jesus didn't need to be baptized for his own sake, but for the sake of all who would follow him. John said that while the baptism that he offered was with water, those who were baptized by Jesus, through Jesus, would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Jesus was baptized so that even today, in a tumultuous world, we would still be able to hear God's voice. Jesus was baptized so that as we follow him through the waters of our own baptism, we hear the promise that in him, we too are beloved children of God. In fact, that everyone is God's beloved child. No matter what things may separate or divide us from each other. And there are many of those. There are many things that separate and divide. And they start with a lot of the things that we might be most proud of, the things that describe us, that give us our identity. Maybe it's our job, our race and ethnicity, our gender and sexuality, our life experiences, both good and bad, our passions and interests and commitments, even our political persuasions. These things that we carry and we identify with, and maybe we identify with others for or against. But while these things may describe us, they do not define us. The only thing that defines us is our identity as God's beloved children. In these days, I think that we as a nation, and maybe even as a church, are suffering an identity crisis. Political or ideological commitments, all of those things that describe us, those are important, but I think we've gotten to a point where we've let them define us to the point that it's very difficult to see the good in someone who differs from us. It feels like today anyone who thinks differently than me threatens me. They scare us. We think that their ideas that are different from ours are going to bring the whole nation down. We're at a place and a moment in history where I think the question for our country is, can you differ with another person on really important issues for you and still see this person as American? And I think for us as people of faith, maybe the task and the calling is even greater, even more difficult. Can you see someone who's different from you on very important issues and still see them as a fellow child of God? At Jesus' baptism, God opened up the heavens and spoke words of truth and love. And to show us that God's voice still speaks in all times and to all people, Mark's gospel tells us that just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. The word that Mark uses in Greek is literally, it could be translated, torn apart, ripped open. You know, if something is just opened, like a door, if the heavens were just opened, you can always close them again. But Mark says, no, they weren't just opened. The heavens were ripped open. Almost violent image to show that what is damaged in that way cannot be put together easily. This is God's promise to you and to me in this difficult, confusing time, that the heavens are ripped open. The Spirit came down to earth, and there is no going back. It's like the expression, you can't put the toothpaste back into the tube. You ever tried that? It's kind of difficult. Which is actually, as an interesting side note, for our times especially, this expression, you can't put the toothpaste back into the tube, was actually popularized after the release of the White House tapes from the Watergate scandal in the 70s, when H.R. Haldeman had a conversation with presidential counsel John Dean, and Haldeman was trying to pressure Dean from testifying, keep him from testifying to the Senate, and he said, once the toothpaste is out of the tube, it's going to be very hard to get back in. There's a lot of things in our country's recent history that I wish we could just put back in. Ignore them. Walk away from them. Pretend they never happened. But the gospel reminds us that God's Spirit is on the loose in the world and we can never go back. And for all those other things that we wish we could put back in, we also can't put the Spirit of God away. God's Spirit is with us, speaking louder than all those other voices. God can no longer be thought of as being far off from humanity. God is with us in all things, even in this mess today. We may struggle to hear God's voice. We don't always feel God's Spirit. And in those kind of times, we try to take control into our own hands. We try to create our own ideas of peace and order. We fear that what's happening in the world around us, and we take desperate measures. We use power, but a power that's led by fear. And so as both a promise and a reminder that God's Spirit is indeed with us and speaking to us, has always been with us, God tore open the heavens and spoke through every barrier that we might think that would separate us from God and from other people, even the barrier of death, which it just so happens that in Mark's gospel, this one word at Jesus' baptism that Mark used to talk about the heavens being ripped open, he used in only one other place. When Jesus was crucified and breathed his last on the cross, the curtain in the temple that people thought would separate them from the Holy of Holies was torn apart, ripped open from top to bottom. The very thing that they thought separated the good and holy and powerful presence of God was torn open and it could not be repaired. The toothpaste couldn't be put back into the tube. God's Spirit was out and on the loose and cannot be contained. The Spirit of God is everywhere, in the most holy places and people, and even in the most profane. So in the days to come, I pray that we all would be open, that our hearts would be open like the heavens, open so that the Spirit would flow from our hearts to be loose in the world, open to follow more closely in the footsteps of the Son of God, Jesus. I pray that our minds would be open to God's word, our ears open to God's voice, our eyes open to see God in our midst. In the meantime, here we are. Different as we may be, differing as we might, but yet to hear the same voice of God. No matter what our thoughts and ideas and persuasions are, that same voice of God speaks to us here through scripture and song. The voice of God comes through other people. The voice of God, no matter how it comes to us, is Jesus, the Son of God. The voice of God is powerful, and it drowns out all lies. In all of the confusion of these days and all of those different voices and opinions, one thing is clear, and that is that God is love, shown to us in the Son of God, Jesus. And anything that speaks otherwise is not of God. God speaks even into our times of isolation and insurrection. God's voice speaks comfort and hope. God's voice speaks truth and love, but never hatred and violence. God's voice speaks to you and to me, inviting us to follow the Son of God through the waters of baptism, the waters where God claims you, children of God, where God's Spirit descends on you, that we might share that voice with others, a voice that promises all others, even those who might be most different from us, that they too are beloved children of God. Amen.